this is a podcast about dreams coming true. I literally, like, I didn't even write down, as following on from, you know, yesterday's podcast, I didn't even write down the topic. I've literally just pressed pause and I'm starting straight again. And it's, I never re-listen to any of the podcasts. And that's the way I like. I like to just be raw and authentic. Unless someone really butchers it up and ruins it, then I'm just going to show up and be me consistently. So, I love consulting and I picked it for the travel aspect and I've been waiting 5 years. So I feel like for me, this is the picture of the two men digging for gold and the one guy turns around and the one guy just keeps going. That's what it feels like for me to like finally be going to California and Silicon Valley. It just feels like I've hit the fucking gold or the diamonds. I've hit it all. That's what it truly feels like. Like, and when I was younger, you know, my teachers didn't have great faith in me at all. Well, they didn't have any. They was just like, you'll be 16 and pregnant, you're going nowhere, and you'll be waiting for your dole money, you know, your job seekers money when you're 18. And they told all my friends not to bother with me. Well, not all of them, you know, certain few, which is like, you're smarter than her, she's not going anywhere, she's gonna hold you down, and all this crap. Absolute dickheads. But that's what just some teachers are. And you gotta remember, mind, when these people are saying it to you, it's because they are not happy in their own lives that they will try and put this on you to make themselves feel better. But it doesn't matter because now, like, I'm in Silicon Valley. This is something I've wrote like coursework about. And I never, ever, ever, ever dreamed in my lifetime that I'd be working there. And it is so precious to think, like, you know, if you really push hard, like, the world will come to you. So, like, if you're a consultant and you've been trying to get abroad and you can't get abroad, honestly, maybe it's time to leave your company. Like, I've been at my new company maybe 3 or 4 months and I'm going. Like, I cannot believe it. I am so grateful. I'm so blessed. I fucking love them. I ain't gonna lie. I love my new company. And I feel truly blessed to get it. So please never give up. And if you really, truly want something, the world will just give you it. And don't let anyone's, like, limits or opinions of you define your reality. Because that's what you're going to get. You're getting your job every fucking day. You know you always get that one Susan or that one Dave down there of the office, you know. There. And it's because they and they're just really miserable and they're not happy themselves. Do not let them their unhappiness become yours and then they get happy off it. Hell to the no, okay? No. So I hope that this helps. I hope it made you giggle anyway. Shake it up and have a good day.